So do you like a good old-fashioned war picture? I do. Love the John Wayne movies and all the war pictures, The Longest Day and, you know, the Dirty Dozen and those types from the 60s and early 70s. Fox News has got a pretty good article about the best war movies of all time. Been a lot of talk lately about The Green Zone with Matt Damon, which I hear is very anti-military. But anyway, that's just what I hear. And the HBO Pacific series called The Pacific, pardon me, from Tom Hanks, which has also came out with some crazy things that, about racism, but whatever. In the old days, war movies were just that. They were patriotic. They showed war. They talked about war. They talked about the horrors of war, but you sat back and enjoyed them. And Fox News has got a pretty good article about the 30 greatest war movies of all time. And they start out with their opinion of Saving Private Ryan from 1999. Not bad. I'll agree with that. Tora, Tora, Tora from 1970. That's about Pearl Harbor. We all remember that. Full Metal Jacket from 1987 about Vietnam. Stanley Kubrick, I believe. All Quiet on the Western Front is a classic from 1930, if you like those. MASH, I'm not sure where they came up with this, but the Korean War, it was very anti-war also. But it got the message across about what war was like and what the MASH units were all about. That's the not the show, but the TV show, but the movie. Another one is Letters from Iwo Jima from 2006. The Dirty Dozen from 1967, one of my favorites. Glory, about the Civil War from 1989. The Hurt Locker, never saw it, so I'm not going to comment on it. Another classic, A Bridge Too Far, 1977. Watching, I think it was Robert Redford paddling the boat across the water, saying Hail Mary, full of grace, until he made it. That part of the story is true. Platoon from 1986 is another one. Das Boot, probably not saying that right, from 1981. Black Hawk Down, good movie. Sergeant York from 1941, Gary Cooper. The Deer Hunter with Robert De Niro, not sure about that one, but anyway, this is just what the article says. Kirk Douglas in The Paths of Glory from 1957, a classic about World War I. Of course, we can't forget Apocalypse Now from 1979. Here's my favorite, 1962, The Longest Day. You want to watch a good war movie? Watch that one. Everyone's in it, and it's a classic. Schindler's List from 1993. The Bridge on the River Kwai, a classic, 1957. Patton, George C. Scott, you can't beat that movie. Excellent. I get goosebumps when I watch it. That might sound weird, but it's true. 1970 biographical film about U.S. General George S. Patton is one of the reader's favorites. The Great Escape, Steve McQueen. Never forget him trying to get away on the motorcycle and getting caught up in the barbed wire. Midway, another classic. A lot of great stars in that show. The Green Beret, John Wayne, 1968. Kelly's Heroes. I was okay, kind of dopey about some AWOL soldiers wanting to rob a bank behind enemy lines. It was a little weird, but Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger in The Patriot, pretty good movie. Hamburger Hill from 1987 about Vietnam. Casablanca from 1942. You can't say anything more about that. Here's a movie, and I don't often tear up in movies. This was a great one, and I'm not a big Mel Gibson fan because he's so wacko, but We Were Soldiers. If you haven't seen that one, watch it. 2002 movie portraying a lieutenant colonel in Vietnam during the early days of the war. Excellent show. And, of course, we'll finish up with The Sands of Iwo Jima, another John Wayne classic. So enjoy the war pictures. They're not all about anti-government. They talk about the heroes and men and women in uniform that are out there and sacrificing themselves so I can do what I'm doing and you can do what you're doing today. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.